You're listening to the audio production of 1 John, How the Love of Jesus Guides the Gospel, by J.D. Walt. Published by Zondervan and read by the author. For my mother, Susan Walt, whose words, deeds, and intricately thoughtful life have provided galaxies of precepts and constellations of revelation, all pointing to the North Star of the goodness and love of God. Preface. What are the two most important words of the day? I'm glad you asked. My take? The first word and the last word. Who gets the first word in your day? Who gets the last word? I have a confession. I have realized my slow drift into giving Instagram the first word of my day. It was simple and benign, just a quick scroll through the photos my friends posted over the last half day or so. Then this realization. Netflix was getting the last word of my day. Before drifting off to sleep, I would watch the next episode of some show that had caught my attention along the way. First word, Instagram. Last word, Netflix. Days become weeks. Weeks become months. Months become years, and days, weeks, months, and years become us. Our lives consist not in the big decisions and banner events dotting our calendars, but in the little things we consistently do day after day after day. We are what we do. Every single day. Each one of us has, within our stewardship, the ability to decide who will get the first and last words in our life. You know where this is headed. But first, let me tell you what happened with my Instagram Netflix ways. The problem is that I want to make Instagram and Netflix the problem, when they aren't the problem. The problem is with me and the misspent priority of my own heart. So I didn't decide to delete Instagram and swear off Netflix. Instead, I decided I would shift the priority of my heart. I determined to give the Word of God the first word and the last word of my days. Though my day may be filled with 1,000 distractions and 100 course corrections, it is now determined. My day will be framed by, surrounded with, enclosed in the Word of God. First word, last word, God's word. Isaiah 48 says, "The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever." Consider the stark simplicity and brazen boldness of this word from the prophet Isaiah. Everything is ephemeral. Only one thing is eternal. The Word of God. Next to the front door of our home, the one we enter and exit through almost every time, is a chalkboard. And on the chalkboard are written those words. I read that verse at least once every single day. I say it aloud so my ears can hear it. Can I possibly be reminded enough that everything around me is passing away, save one thing, the Word of God?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?